A Little Correction, Part 2, copyright sonicerotica.com.
I guide your head between my legs, against my black silk panties. Hold it there for a second, then pull your head back and cup your chin into my hands.
You like that, don't you? You like the way it smells.
Yes, ma'am.
You've wanted to eat my pussy since the moment you met me, haven't you? You wanted to bury your face in it. You think you can make me come, don't you?
You can't help it. You smile. I backhand you, hard.
You arrogant little prick. You can't even see my face, and you think you know how to get me off?
I open my left desk drawer and take out the handcuffs I keep around just for this type of challenge.
I think you need a bit of this, naughty boy.
I want your hands behind you, so I slide off the desk and lock them up where you have them. Then I sit back on the desk and spread my legs for you.
Here you go. You wanted it. Now give it your best shot. Don't worry about making me come. I'll stop long before that. Consider this an audition.
I rub your face against my drenched panties.
Kiss my pussy. That's it. Gentle. Now again. Very nice. I bet you wish you could see it, don't you? Never mind. I'll let you take a peek in a little while. Time for a little taste. I bet that tongue of yours would love to lick my clit.
I move my panties to the side for you.
There you go, honey. Go slow. Lick me all you want, but none of that naughty biting and nibbling. Yeah, that's it. Eat me.
Your soft mouth explores and teases, the silk of the blindfold rubbing against the top of my mound. I lean back and let you suckle my pussy. I almost forget who's in control.
More like that. Yeah, that's nice.
And then, the rebellion. That playful nibble, asserting your power. I grab your head and yank it away.
Did you bite me?
No, ma'am.
You lying little boy. Claiming you want to serve me and then using your teeth. How dare you? Get up.
You rise, barely struggling, despite your bondage. That arrogant half-smell still visible below the blindfold. I've never seen anyone who needs a beating this badly. I uncuff your hands, remove the blindfold, and issue another order.
Put your hands on the desk and spread your legs.
I survey my umbrella stand, the whip, the crop, and realize it's all about the cane. Your pants are now around your ankles, your cock up against the hard cherry wood of my desk.
We have to leave our college boy hanging there for a little while until the final installment of A Little Correction on sonicerotica.com.